Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 19, the third paragraph. We have concluded to publish through one paragraph ending anyone concerned with a drinking problem. We'll be commenting on this paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Alex K., 12 Traditions, Cindy H. Readers of the text this morning are Becca R., Shelley E., and Luann C. The reference number for Monday, May 13th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,394. That's 21394. And for this morning, Tuesday, May 14th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,397. That's 21397. The newcomer greeter this morning is Yvonne A., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. Hi, everyone. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to service.
Thank you so much, Alex K. I will now ask Cindy H. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Hi, I'm Cindy H. from Michigan. Glad to do service today. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Thus, problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Cindy H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 19, the third paragraph. We have concluded to publish, reading through that one paragraph ending anyone concerned with a drinking problem, and we'll be commenting on this paragraph today. I'll now ask Becca R. to read and then share with us. *1, Becca. May I be heard?
Yes, you
yes,
are.
Yes, you can, Don. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Becca must be having technical difficulties. Luann C., would you please read the paragraph?
Thank you, Don. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning, Don, and good morning, everyone. I'm Luann C., recovered in Boise, Idaho, and really grateful for this opportunity to serve. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. This is a thinker for me this morning, so I'm going to be really interested in what everybody else gets out of it. But the thing that really speaks to me is the anonymity piece. You know, they concluded to publish an anonymous volume so that there was a lack of ego. And that seems like it's all over this whole book. And that without the ego, they were able to set forth the problem clearly in this volume. And then when he says, we shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge, you know, they were working together. And, you know, I'm going to forever be grateful for the fact that, you know, Bill put down his ego and, you know, submitted to the group's idea of the whole higher power concept instead of a specific religion focus for the book, because I wouldn't be here without that. And how powerful it was that they went with this group conscience and that they were willing to work together and put their egos down to put this really important thing that they had experienced out into the world and get a program out there for us that, you know, to this day, that it's so powerful that it works on a bunch of problems in the world and humanity. So anyway, I'm very grateful for that, and I am interested to see what everybody else gets out of it. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thank you so much, Luann C., for stepping up and sharing with us. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Liz A.
California.
I got Liz A.
Barbara
who,
E. from New Jersey.
And I have Barbara E. And I missed some people there after Liz A. and before Barbara.
Hillary B.
Hillary B. And who else did I miss?
Becca R.
Becca R. Okay. Would anyone else like to talk? I have Liz A., Hillary B., Becca R., and Barbara E.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M. Okay, let's go with that lineup. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about page 19, that third paragraph. We have concluded to publish through the one paragraph ending anyone concerned with a drinking problem. So Liz A., please go ahead, followed by Hillary B.
Good morning. Thank everyone for your service. My name is Liz A. I'm from Los Angeles. I don't even know what I'm going to share, but I'm just so grateful. You know, this, I guess, is referring to the sentence before that where it says, how then shall we present, which has so freely been given us? And if it weren't for this project that they undertook, if it weren't for this paragraph, what they decided to do, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be alive. And, you know, it just seems like, oh, it's just a little paragraph. I would be dead if it weren't for this. So, you know, like someone shared before, we have concluded to publish an anonymous volume. You know, the ego has been put aside. But then the next part, setting forth the problem as we see it. When I came in, I wasn't sure. I didn't know what the problem was. I didn't realize that it's a twofold problem, that I have an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. And to have a doctor give that opinion and then to have all these people behind it saying that's what the problem is, you know, that's when the light went on for Bill. And we don't all have to wait for that experience. Here they tell us what it is. And then combined experience and knowledge. You know, I've seen the manuscript for the original big book. It's actually, you know, a book that's published. And it's interesting to see the little cross-outs and, you know, the additions. But I truly believe that this is a divinely inspired book. I believe that God guided Bill's hand in writing every part of this. Most of the book was written by Bill. And yes, there was input from some of the Oxford Group people. And I believe that was all orchestrated by our higher power. And then they give you the solution. Oh my God, suggest a useful program. It couldn't be more minimized. Suggest. I mean, this is the answer to my living problem. And if this hadn't been put down, I know I've said this, I just wouldn't be here, and I'm so grateful, and with that, I will pass and see what everyone else has to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Liz A. from California. Hillary B., please share with us, followed by Becca R., and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hillary B. from Southern California, Pacific Time. I'm a grateful, grateful recovered compulsive overeater for today, just for today. I'm sharing because I'm trying to make myself share at least once a week, and I won't be here in this meeting for the next 2, maybe 3 days. Well, 2 days, because we're taking our 3-year-old grandson to the zoo. Anyway, so I'm just saying, just share no matter what, just share. And the sentence that struck me was, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Isn't it amazing that it's also for anyone concerned with a food problem? I actually thought I had a food problem all these years. And reading this book and hearing you guys share, I've learned that what I have is a living problem. And this book is helpful to anyone, in my opinion, with a living problem. But whatever, we compulsive overeaters can for sure relate. And it's teaching me how to live a life that's worth living, that it shows me how to care about other people. I still am really, really obsessively focused on me, but I get to see it so much more than I ever have. And when I can see it, I can take a different action. I can, you know, in the moment at least, I can turn to my higher power, that divine force for good in the universe, and ask for help and guidance. I can close my mouth and open my receptivity to that higher power to see what is the best way to show this person I care, whoever this person is that's in front of me. And it starts in my home with my husband. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a loving wife. And I get to be, sometimes I get to be a very loving wife. And that's such a gift that this book has taught me, because I have a living problem. And that's probably enough out of me. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, all of you, and especially those who do service to keep the meeting going. I pass.
Thank you so much, Hillary B. from California. Becca R., please share with us, followed by Barbara E. Star one, Becca. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead.
Becca R. Sorry. Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, calling in from Kentucky. My apologies for MIA on my service. My toddler had an absolute meltdown. But I did want to share this paragraph. Made me think of a recent Joe and Charlie tape I listened to, and they talked about the different names that the group threw out to suggest calling the book. And one of them was Bill Wilson and the 100 Men. And it was some old drunk who mentioned, well, what about Anonymous Alcoholics? And then they decided on Alcoholics Anonymous. And I just love that, because I think about how much prejudice I can put into to just judgment of if so-and-so did it, then, you know, it must really work. But if so-and-so didn't do it, I don't know. So I really appreciated that. And then just the task of our combined experience and knowledge. I love it that it's not just one person. Like at the time that it was written, that was the first 100. And it really shows that there's something here working. And when I came into the rooms of OA, and specifically when I came into this meeting And I heard not just one share, not just two shares, but I heard share after share that said my story, that did the things with food that I did, that had felt as hopeless as I had felt, and who also had something about their voice that said they weren't like that anymore. Grateful for the program and grateful to be here this morning. Thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Becca R., and no worries. We love you and so grateful to have you be a part of this meeting and on the line. Barbara E., please share with us, followed by Joan Marie M.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your loving service, and thank you, everyone, for being my family. This is Barbara E. from New Jersey, a volume compulsive overeater. I was born a compulsive overeater, and I will die a compulsive overeater. But that's my choice. If I follow this book in the order it's written, I have hope of recovery. And when I listened to the paragraph that was read, it reminded me of step of tradition 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. And then on tradition 6, I believe it says, an OA group board never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, price, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Because our purpose is clear, to help recovering people like me, an addict, who can't stop from eating that which I know will kill me. So the first thing I had to accept that I had to be honest. Truth is always the same, but honesty changes with my awareness. In the disease, I lied to myself and I lied to others. Wishful fantasy thinking versus honest thinking. Where did my energy lie? And then encourage, security and comfort were my ideals. I would do whatever it took to avoid conflict, to avoid feelings, both the positive and the negative. And that meant stuffing with food and binge watching TV and social media and game apps. Fear is what brought me into OA. But courage and hope is what kept me coming back, and willingness to be willing to give back, to give up my old toxic belief that I hold on as true, to be willing to put down the food and pick up the steps. And I wish you all a wonderful day, abstinent one day at a time. I don't take my abstinence for granted. One day, one footstep, one meal, one tenth step, one prayer at a time. Have a beautiful day, everyone. I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara E. Joan Marie M., please share with us. And just wanted to mention real quickly before Joan shares that we're on page 19, that third paragraph. Talking about, we have concluded to publish through one paragraph ending anyone concerned with a drinking problem. So after Joan Marie, I'll be taking some more names. Go ahead, Joan Marie. Star one, Joan. Joan Marie.
Well, I'm talking away, Dawn. Thank you. Yes, I thought I did do that. But anyway, I was just thanking everyone who gave service today and those who shared. That's giving service. Thank you for that. Because the paragraph begins with we, and it's a short paragraph. And again, on the second, it's we. And it's our combined experience and knowledge that is useful, that we can help others and help ourselves in the same way. It's such a beautiful program. I just can't say enough about it. And it's useful. This is a textbook. It tells us exactly what we need to do. It tells us to live our life according to the principles of the 12 steps. And that is, to me, God's principles, how he wants us to live. And it's such a wonderful program because it gives us freedom. I am a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace, power, and love of God. I had to do my part, and he did the rest. He lifted the compulsion, the obsession. I had to work these steps. I had to get a sponsor and listen to her and do what she said to do. It was work, but the work was so rewarding that I get to be neutral around food. A chronic relapser, couldn't get it, desperate, crying out to God, and not giving up my alcoholic foods. And, you know, it is about the food, but yet it's not about the food, because the food was my coping skill. I didn't know how to do life on life's terms. And I'm learning every day how to do that. How do I do that? By sponsoring, by listening, by sharing on this program. I'm just grateful. Thanks. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Emily L. from New Jersey.
Emily L. from New Jersey.
Bonnie B. from Florida.
Bonnie B. from Florida. Who else would like to share? Press star one. Okay, let's go with Emily L. and then followed by Bonnie B. and we'll give others a chance to organize their thoughts. Go ahead, Emily.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for being here. I have used food compulsively in many, many different ways. And for the last couple of years, I have compulsively binged and then dieted and binged and dieted and binged. And I'm coming off of a month-long binge, and I'm back. I've been attending meetings for about a week and a half now. There's an expression, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I'm so grateful for this meeting because I've noticed how angry I get in this meeting when I hear things that don't resonate with me, that aren't in how I view my higher power, how I view God, how I view food. And I'm realizing that we as a community get to work this program the same and differently, so that everybody in every belief system, in every mindset, in every culture can and will heal if they work it. It's find, well, you know, the expression, find what works for you and leave the rest, something like that. I keep forgetting that. I realized I had two sponsors. And all I did was talk about what I didn't like about them. But what I realized is I never put together a list of what I'm looking for in a sponsor. And so before I jump in the pool again, it's kind of like, what do I want my partner to be? What do I want my sponsor to be? What values? What beliefs? What's different that I can learn from him or her. And actually, I know that I want a woman. And I'm starting to put that together. And I got to tell you, it's very empowering because I'm working with my higher power, not against her. I struggle, I fall down, I get up, but what I know is I'm not alone, and I'm really not unique. And I'm grateful to finally start to understand that. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Emily L. from New Jersey. Bonnie B. from Florida, please share with us, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Don, for your service, and Luann for that beautiful opening and for all the rest of the service today. My name is Bonnie B. I'm living in Florida, and I'm recovered by the grace of God for today. You know, this paragraph is short, but, you know, what it says to me is that in order for us to help others, because that's the question in the previous paragraph, it's going to require effort. You know, there was effort to publish this book, and it was effort put forth by a lot of people. That's sort of how I see the program. That's sort of how I see my program. It requires effort. I have to be willing to show up. I have to be willing to share with others. I have to be willing to listen to others who maybe don't necessarily agree with the things that I agree with. And again, we drop down, and it's that tolerance, trusting God that if he places someone in my life and they speak something into the airway, the question for me would be, am I willing to, you know, entertain it for a second and see if there's something there for me? All of it comes back to working with helping others, and it requires effort. And then it says, what do? We bring to the task our combined experience. Someone earlier had mentioned ego, and I think that's just huge. It's like no one's got this market cornered. And we all acknowledge, I acknowledge that in my own life. What works for me might not work for someone else. This is my experience, but hey, what do I know? You know, ask your higher power, ask God, reach out to other fellows, pray about it, and then follow after peace. You know, I'm in a certain chapter in my book. Other people are in different chapters in their book. We're not all exactly at the same place, but we all have the same DNA, and that's what brought us here. And so we have that common connection and, you know, just loving each other and then and doing this together because it is a we program is what binds us. And then what's on the backside of it? A useful program, a suggested useful program for anyone concerned with, you know, I put in my notes a thinking problem. Because I don't really have a food issue or a restriction or a binging issue. I thought I did. I've got a thinking problem. And as my thoughts go, so goes the rest of my world. So I mean, the entire process is so divine and so beautiful because you can't keep it if you don't give it away. And you have to selflessly give it away to get what you're hoping to get in the end. And then all the stuff that I came in thinking I wanted so desperately, those were all add-ons. They're add-ons. The good stuff is the stuff that I never thought I'd be getting, and I have that. It's emotional sobriety for today. So thank you so much. I'm delighted to join you today, and I appreciate everyone. Blessings.
Thank you, Bonnie B. from Florida. And just a quick reminder, we're on page 19, that third paragraph. We have concluded to publish through one paragraph ending anyone concerned with a drinking problem. So we do value your experience, but we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share with us?
Nancy L.J., California.
Nancy L.J. Who else would like to share? Press
Bonnie,
star one.
Yeah.
Was that Bonnie?
Yeah, from Arizona.
Okay, Bonnie J.M., and you're kind of cutting out Bonnie J.M., so if there's some adjustment you might be able to make. Who else would like to share? I can take a few more names. if you don't share often, we'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please press star one. Okay, let's go with Nancy L.J., followed by Bonnie J.M. Go ahead, Nancy, please share with us.
Thank you kindly, moderator. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Nancy L.J. in California. Grateful to be on the line, grateful to be recovered today, for sure. And I just was rereading the paragraph, and it just popped out at me, the last sentence. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. What an understatement, right? And I want to adopt that because I can come on so strong, you know, if I'm talking about programs. Somebody, you know, I'm a nurse and I do get some opportunity to share, and I am cautious with how, you know, I almost wait for someone to ask me, but I just get so wound up. And so, you know, and especially if someone dares to disagree, or, oh, I tried that, but, you know, they're a bunch of religious fanatics, you know, whatever, you know, and I want to be understated, you know, and I just think it's awesome. And I just think that, you know, it's like when I was in nursing school and we were, I did my nursery rotation and the head nurse told me, you know, when the baby's crying to whisper, you know, and they'll calm down, you know, not to get louder, you know, calm down, baby. So I just, you know what, for today, I'm going to adopt this being understated and just being soft and kind and loving, like this book is, these beautiful directions for my life, our life. And I'm so grateful for these words and so grateful for these programs and those that went before us, this historical document that this stuff works. So that's all I have. Thank you so much, Nancy L.J. in California. Grateful.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy L.J. And Bonnie J.M., it's your turn to share with us.
Hi, I'm Bonnie, and I am from Arizona, and I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater. What stood out for me and just flared at me when I read this paragraph was the word experience, because if I really look at it, all I've got to give to you is my experience. And I've been in this program since the early 80s, and I've had years of abstinence. But on a more emotional and spiritual realm, to me, that's the real progress. And in this program, when I read first about the principles, and basically, I think the book is teaching us to live by the principles. And I came up with a phrase that years ago, that if I could come from love, for me, God, you, the planet, I could definitely put my head all day long. I could definitely put my head on the pillow that night and believe it, believe that I did a good job. And that's what I strive to do, just to come from love for God and everybody in this program. Where I have a difficult time sometimes is picking up this telephone and doing outreach. And I know it's important, and that's when my ego gets in the way. And but I am so, so very grateful. I consider it, because I've always wanted to be a generous person. And before I came into program, I thought I was, until I came into this program and realized that I had a lot of growth to do. And I remember one of my sponsors said to me in the very beginning, you're never going to get this, and because you're a challenger, and I was. And that was the key to me really just knocking off some of my negative behaviors and really listening to what other people had to say and accepting their experience, strength, and hope. So with that, I'm going to pass, and thank you for allowing me to share. Bye now.
Thank you so much, Nancy J.M. from Arizona. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who else would like to share on this paragraph? Page 19, the third paragraph, we have concluded to publish. Go ahead and press star one if you'd like to share.
Pamela C.
Pamela C. Who else would like to share? Okay, Pamela, go ahead. Well, please share with us.
Hi, my name is Pamela C. I live in Southern California, and today is my first time sharing in this meeting. I've been listening to Vision for about a year and have never shared, but I did get a sponsor, and I want to contribute, you know, to my own program as well as, you know, the way people freely contribute to mine with just sharing. I just love going through the big book from the very beginning. It just clears up so many things, and I also believe that this has been divinely inspired. There is just no way that these, you know, drunks, as bad as they were, could have thought of this stuff themselves. And I also have experience in another 12-step program, and it's just an unbelievably magical and divinely book that they created. And somebody else mentioned before, it works for pretty much everybody. Anybody that wants to work the steps, whether you have, you know, a substance, food, any type of addiction, it works if you work the steps and do it, you know, do life somebody else's way for a little while. So I'm just really looking forward to sharing more and taking my place here. I've never done OA before, and I feel like now I am part of. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Pamela C., from California, for sharing for the first time. We so appreciate you pressing star one and sharing with us. And who else would like to share on this paragraph? We do value your experience, but if you haven't shared in the last couple days, please let me hear your name.
Janice K.
Janice K. And who was before Janice K?
Nicole C.
Nicole C. Perfect. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nicole. Please share with us, followed by Janice K.
Hey there. Thanks, Dawn. This is Nicole C., recovering one day at a time in this program. I want to sort of highlight things that other people have already said, because it's just so powerful, you know, that they concluded to publish an anonymous volume is so powerful. And as others have pointed out, it's taking the ego out of it, which is one of the things that makes the way that we share this program with others so powerful. It's not the Nicole C. program. It's not how Nicole C. works it. And believe you me, a lot of things in my life before recovery were about Nicole's way. And it makes it so much more welcoming. It makes it so much more available to anyone to make it anonymous, for us to remain anonymous in this work. And the second part of that paragraph, that to bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge, again, as others have shared, it's our experience, strength, and hope. It's not our opinions. It's not what we think. And believe me, I know how everyone should be doing it.
but I have no idea how anyone should be doing it. I barely know how I should be doing it. And it's just, it's this beautiful, magical, miraculous combination of anonymity and sharing experience, strength, and hope is, it's nothing but divine. And I have actually taken this into other areas of my life, this approach, and it's been wildly successful. Imagine that. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nicole C. from Washington State. Janice K., please share with us. Star 1, Janice K.
All righty then. Hi, this is Janice K. from Oregon. What strikes me is the prevalence of the we language in this. Back when we started Bill's story, someone once pointed out that the first page of Bill's story has 14 repetitions of the letter of the word I. And there are paragraph between we and our that every paragraph or every sentence has one. There are three repetitions, there are three sentences. Wow, I like the odds. The second thing that strikes me is the power of the combined experience and knowledge. There is nothing that could happen to me that has not also happened to someone else in these rooms. And as it says further on, no matter how far down the scale we have been, our experience will be a vast help to someone. So it's not just, gee, there's hope. It's useful. We can use this. It's practical on a daily basis. It's something we can implement. And it is a remarkable presence of whatever higher power and its expression in our days. I am very, very happy and grateful to be a member of this group and this program. And thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K., and to everyone who shared today. Just a beautiful, powerful meeting. Thank you so much for your beautiful service of sharing. And we're now going to close with a reading on the Big Book from page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Absolutely. Good morning. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Petoskey, Michigan. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.